Their fire department's response time is extremely quick, but can take the EMTs from Escambia County quite a long time to arrive, sometimes being faster to drive yourself. The big problem with that is since all the emergency help providers are spread out, it takes them a long time to get to their destination. I know people and have heard other people's stories of tragic events that have happened to themselves and of their loved ones. So our solution to solve this big problem is to get Escambia County to rent or loan out an EMT truck to the Pensacola Fire Department, which can be maintained and staffed by the firefighters, because 50% of them are already qualified EMTs.
So at the Pensacola Agenda Conference on Monday, you had some students from Creative Learning Academy come and give their 7th grade presentation research projects, which I thought was great for 7th graders particularly. And this is Emerson Gunther, and he was presenting on the question of, well, you know, it's kind of weird that the city of Pensacola has a fire department to themselves and they have a police department to themselves, but they are dependent upon the county's EMS. Now, he didn't bring up the, you know, long history of the troubles that EMS has had in the county, including wait times and other matters as well. But what he was saying is it seems like the city ought to have some kind of enhanced service because we have it in all these other areas, whether that means they rent us a truck or whether we co-locate at a firehouse or whether we, you know, have enhanced training from BLS to ALS for the folks who sit on the fire trucks or give them vehicles or whatever, something that makes sense here. So I thought we would start off with D.C. Reeves talking about that. Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andy, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So I think the base question he was kind of getting at was, would it even make sense to have a city EMS so that you don't have people waiting for EMS from the county after they've been responded to by the firemen? I know you weren't at the agenda conference, and I know you had something going on personally that's pretty unpleasant. I'm so sorry about that. But I was just curious what your thoughts were. The council sort of expressed a similar level of amazement and at least a willingness to have the conversation about whether this is a problem that the city ought to change course on.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm sad I missed it just because they always do a great job. You know, later the kids come and present. And, you know, what's interesting about it, especially once you're in politics, is sometimes it's these types of things that somebody can say something that makes a lot of sense that you know, might cross your mind at the water cooler or in a conversation around the city, but, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it helps bring things to light, you know, so,
yeah.
So these types of opportunities are great. You know, but my first joke was going to be, well, I would just send them to the county commission for 3 votes and let's get rolling. but no, in all seriousness, obviously the success of the EMT is a county function, of course. I've just asked that general question just in the year and a half I've been in the job, not with any intent to necessarily go that, but just, you know, kind of just asking around, but what is that like? What do other cities and counties do? I know, and I'm sure anybody at the county or West would tell you it is a complicated thing and you know, can be in a very, very expensive thing, and there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, I think about, you know, that the first question is, I mean, just even the cost of the one vehicle alone, you know,
sure.
What's the lead time to get one of those? As the mayor, that's the first thing I think. Some of those things are 36 months out.
High and long is the answer, by the way. High and long.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but yeah, it's, you know, at the end of the day, I think EMT's ability to do its job, I don't care who's running it, is an effect on our public safety. So if there was a hybrid function that Chief Craner could sign off on and the county could sign off on that improves outcomes for public safety in the city, we would always entertain it. So, you know, I don't know about, you know, taking on an entire EMT or, you know, taking on that entire operation, but, you know, and I don't know enough about that to even opine on that, but at the end of the day, you know, I love the suggestion and I love the line of thinking about public safety. And I think we'd entertain anything that made sense logistically for our folks.
Yeah. And I, as soon as they were talking about it, I realized I didn't know the data. I didn't know the wait times for city residents as opposed to county residents and whether there was an enhanced form of that service that might be able to benefit the city. But it seems like sort of the as soon as you think about it, you think, oh, we probably ought to look at this because if that is an issue, you know, it's the kind of thing the city might be interested in doing. And I appreciate that answer from you basically being the same way. Like, well, I don't know, but let's look at it and find out a little bit more information.
Right.
What's the cost? What's the benefit? And, you know, maybe we can make an informed decision. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, Mr. Mayor, I am getting more and more and more vehement versions of the question, what is going on with the bridge lights? They tested, and then we haven't seen anything since. What do you know?
Me too. That's funny. yes, I did speak with FDOT last week, and as they attempt to give me a hard date, I'm comfortable enough to say there's a goal out there to get this done before the 4th of July. Now understand, as I try to say, and it's not trying to pass the buck, but at the end of the day, this rests with the FDOT and really rests with the Coast Guard. It continues to be a waiting game between these two agencies. I think both could tell you that. If you did see that Governor DeSantis had come out and said that all the bridge lights will be red, white, and blue, I believe, around the state of Florida from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
So one thing that we are working on, us and FDOT, with our fingers crossed that this is going to happen real soon, in tandem, was that because DeSantis has said that, of course, the plan would be, if it was, let's say it was live July 1st. If it was, of course, we do red, white, and blue 4th of July. We're already doing that around the state.
Yeah.
But we would love to do the Blue Angels setting that FDOT had already preset for Blue Angels Week. So obviously, patriotism, Blue Angels go hand in hand. But, we want to work with the governor's office and make sure that as that mandate has come down, that we would be able to deviate slightly from that mandate. So I tell you all that to give you the flavor that we're getting close. And I just can't give a date. But we're starting to have conversations about specific weeks in July and how we're going to get them lit. So I would say we are still progressing, as much as I hate to say that when we keep saying that, over and over. And if I was a citizen, I'm like, yeah, Mayor, I know you keep saying that, but we are doing our best to get this moving forward. And I, for the first time in a long time, my last update was March 27th. I feel like there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, yeah. There's some light at the end of the bridge. It reminds me of, I don't know if you remember this, but when Navy Federal was really having traffic management crises, and the theory was put forward that maybe we could build them a back exit out to the visit center. And, no, you can't do that because it's a violation. And I thought, me and some friends who actually know how to do this, I'm not really other than could watch, but me and some friends with a Bobcat could probably fix this in a few hours. So my question is for you, how guarded of a state secret is the location of the light switch?
Should I share that over the radio or just when I get off the when we get off
here? I'm just saying it seems like the kind of thing that maybe you wouldn't have to arrest somebody for going and turning on the lights. I'm just an idea. I'm thinking out loud here.
Well, listen, another step just to show you that there's something substantive happening.
Yeah.
There's already conversations about, if a group wants to have these lights, that's a whole nother animal that will be the next one once this bridge is finally lit.
Of course.
What do you light it? For what? For this organization or that? We get those questions all the time. I'm thankful I don't control the remote in that sense because there's a lot of great organizations and, people want it lit for their son's birthday. They've asked me, thank goodness I don't have the control for this thing or know where the switch is. But they had already started to outline something substantive that if you are going to go that direction, you need approval from the city, from the county, from multiple, and then FDOT would review and decide. So it will be a tall road or tall mountain to climb, I guess I would say, for it to be anything other than these four or five, Christmas, red, white, and blue, the things that are preset that have already been predetermined by the state.
I'm going to put my early request in that as long as we ever do get the ability to customize it, I put in my first request for May the 4th, Star Wars Day, one side bright blue, the other side bright red for the good and bad lightsabers. But that's,
all right, we'll start working on your votes with the county and city and all the five other organizations that need them.
Pretty light meeting agenda for tomorrow night, as far as I can tell. The one thing that did kind of a little bit catch my attention was the Zaragoza Street redesign. How significant is this? What's being considered here?
That's a UWF Historic Trust project, and ultimately, when you go right on the other side of the playground there at Museum Plaza on Tarragona, the corner of Tarragona and Zaragoza, that kind of is like your entryway into the kind of the historic district on the way to Seville Square, right?
It is, yeah.
So they're taking away two or three parking spaces that on Zaragoza, not on Tarragona.
Oh, that's that project. Okay, got it.
Yeah, putting bollards in, you know, create it. So think about when Arts Festival goes and they come all the way down there. So it'll just be more pedestrian friendly. So I think it's a great addition. You know, not a huge project, but we're just helping project manage that.
Okay.
And it's their funding.
You got me thinking about the prospect of a welcome arch to the historic district now. And so I don't know that that's what
that's
you had
idea.
In mind, but, you know, just a thought. And since we're on that subject, quickly, do we know anything yet about where we stand on the graffiti bridge warning sign, trucks don't hit here yet? Is that, or are we still waiting on something?
Yeah, so what we were waiting on, again, as we said, we've punted on the south side because of the bridge construction with the county, the fishing bridge and all that.
You know,
it's
going to
be a staging area for
on
the south side, so kind of where the building is and south. So we are still moving ahead with the improvements to the boardwalk on the north side of graffiti, the trestle pass through that we got the train, you know, the rail company to agree to, and then redoing the parking lot, redoing the curb. So unfortunately, we procured the funding for the Chans, but it's probably the last thing of that cluster that's going to go in because you need to have the curbs in first. So, so yes, it is still moving along. No timetable on it, but what I'll tell you is I just got an update on that project in the last probably 10 days. So, so I know it's moving forward, and we're going to do all of that work, the trestle pass through, the parking lot, the curbs, and the signs all at once.
Okay. Oh, great. Outstanding. Well, you know, not yet, but not never also, which is, you know, kind of where a lot of projects wind up being. We always like to end with the lightning round, some frivolous topics. First question for you. Where do you go barefoot, if anywhere?
Oh, man.
Do you go barefoot outside the house?
There's some kind of department store just here, but I would say just the beach,
okay.
I think. And that, nowhere – kind of hard these days, Andrew, to be walking around barefoot you know, in public.
I understand. When you first go into a hotel room – you traveled a bunch. When you first go into a hotel room, do you have any safety protocols, anything that you check, clean, throw out, or look at?
No, should I? I just assume I'm not that interesting. You know,
okay.
I don't know that.
Fair enough.
You know, so, yeah, not really. No, I don't think so.
And last one, do you have a favorite children's book, either that you got read to as a kid or have read to a bunch of times? Is there one that stands out as that was your, that's my book?
Not really. Lots of Dr. Seuss, you know, Other Places You'll Go, we had a whole collection of those. So I wouldn't say one particular book, but one cool thing is, you know, my mom did a good job of saving them, so I was able to. Caroline still has that whole set. So
I know when they became banned books a couple of years ago, I feel bad that I don't have all of them anymore. I only have some of them. I was really regretting that after a while. All right, well,
it's like weapons bans. Yeah, you
that's
know,
right.
Increase in value.
You know, do you have possession of any of the unsafe Dr. Seuss personally? DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. We'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow night, probably a short one, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week. Sir, thank you for the time.
Andrew, thanks so much.